Sam got awkwardly to his feet. "I'd better try to sleep." He huddled on in his cloak and plodded off. The others were still in the common room when John returned, alone but for Ghost. "Where have you been?" Pip asked. "Talking with Sam," he said. "He truly is craven," said Gren. "At supper there were still places on the bench when he got his pie, but he was too scared to come sit with us." "The Lord of Ham thinks he's too good to eat with the likes of us," suggested Geron. "I saw him eat a pork pie," Toad said, smirking. "Do you think it was a brother?" He began to make oinking noises. "Stop it!" John snapped angrily. The other boys fell silent, taken aback by his sudden fury. "Listen to me," John said into the quiet, and he told them how it was going to be. Pip backed him, as he'd known he would, but when Halder spoke up, it was a pleasant surprise. Gren was anxious at the first, but John knew the words to move him. One by one, the rest fell in line. John persuaded some, cajoled some, shamed the others, made threats where threats were required. At the end, they had all agreed. All but Rest. "You girls do as you please," Rest said. "But if Thorn sends me against Lady Piggy, I'm going to slice me off a ration of bacon." He laughed in John's face and left them there.